Friday, too.
Yeah, that's what I was just checking. Just think, another weekend coming up.
Yes.
We thought we'd first check with Wally Ballou today, didn't we?
Yes.
He's had a little sibilance there today.
I've got to go to the dentist this afternoon.
We sent Wally Ballou up to a cocktail shaker factory in...
Old Lyme.
Is it Old Lyme? I thought it was up in New York, Newburgh, but... It's in Old Lyme, Connecticut.
No, oh. It's Old Lyme, New York.
Old Lyme, New York. Oh. Come in, please, Wally Ballou.
Wally Ballou from Newburgh, Connecticut, at the International Cocktail Shaker Factory, standing in the testing room as the brand-new shiny shakers come off the production belt. Speaking of belts, here is the manager of the testing room, who takes each one of the shakers as it comes by his desk, looks it over, tries it out. I wonder if you'd sign in, please.
Yes, sir. My name is Walter E. Below.
Mr. Below, it's very similar to Ballou.
I hope we don't get confused on this interview.
I certainly hope not. Mr. Below, how long have you been testing cocktail shakers here at this International Cocktail Shaker plant?
Well, since it opened right after the repeal of Prohibition. Of course, this factory was just lying around during the Prohibition. Then in the early 30s, we went into business again.
Just gathering dust for those years.
That's right. We had to fix the floors, had to replace several of the windows here. Of course, it became a target for the children to throw stones at.
Sure it did.
And, of course, we had to cut down a lot of ivy that grew off the walls.
Well, now you have a beautiful, clean, modern, up-to-date plant here turning out how many cocktail shakers per day?
We turn out in one day in the summertime, which, of course, is our peak season.
Uh-huh.
We turn out approximately 2,000 cocktail shakers, about a pint, pint and a half size.
Every day. That certainly is a lot. I wonder if you'd show us how you go about testing one of the shakers.
Yes, well,
I understand you just came on duty about 5 minutes ago, is that right?
Now I'm making a sour in this one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to see if it's okay, if it doesn't leak.
Okay, now he's put the ingredients in the sour of this one. Cracked eyes. Probably can hear the shaking of the background.
This does leak a little. This is a reject now.
Well, what do you do with that?
This goes out to your bar rooms.
Uh-huh. Now, is that all there is to testing them? You just put the back?
That's right. We have one box that says reject and one box that says accept. The accept then go on and a wash thoroughly and a hand dried and then placed in a cardboard box and then dispatched to the jobby.
Uh-huh. And what's that you're making there now? It's like a daiquiri.
Right.
Very cool, a summer refreshment.
Yeah, get a glass of it, fella.
Good. And you work here 8 hours a day.
Slam dip, wanna try that?
Just like that? No, I don't believe so. I just had lunch.
Uh-huh.
So, as the wheels of industry move here in Newburgh, Connecticut...
I'll put a head on that.
...is Wally Ballou sending it back to Bob and Ray in New York.
In June, how about you? Do-do-do-bop-do-bop. I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, and mortar trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill. And Judy Holliday's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? How I love a cozy fireside when the storm is due.
I like potato chips, moonlight, and morning chips. How about you?
I'm mad about good books. Can I get my fill? And Goddard Lieberson's looks give me a thrill.
Holding hands in the movie show when all of the lights are low may not be new.
How about you?
We like it. How about you? I like it. How about you?
Dear
once again for Matt Neffer, Boy Spot Welder. Matt Neffer, Boy Spot Welder, based on the original series of books by Ole O'Leary, today takes up chapter 27 of book 13, in which Matt finds himself perplexed. As he and his friend Todd sit discussing before an open fireplace, the affairs...
Todd?
Yes, Matt?
I wonder if maybe that fire isn't going out.
Maybe I should move the andiron a little bit.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, I'll try to spread it for more draft.
Is the bellows over there?
Yes, I could use the bellows to whip up a little more fire. The bellows cause quite a bit of combustion when you use them properly.
Well, it's the happy combination, I guess, of... Was it oxygen?
Oxygen and hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
Man, I know you've been perplexed about the affairs of the past week. I thought maybe you'd like to talk about it. Get it off your chest, so to speak.
Out here, Todd, in the dining room.
Yes. You've got a new linoleum down on the floor, haven't you?
You like it, Pa?
It's beautiful. It matches the rest of the room perfectly.
This room is very peaceful, I find, Todd. I do some of my best thinking in here.
The linoleum is very cool on the feet on a warm day like today.
Why did we have the fire going, Todd, on such a warm day?
That's something I haven't been able to figure out, Matt. I didn't want to bring it up because I knew you were perplexed. You were worried. But now that you've brought it up yourself, I...
Todd, out here by the book cars.
By the what, Matt?
Book cars.
Oh, the book cars, yes.
Here's an interesting book.
Why, it looks like a new dictionary.
It certainly is, Todd. It has all the proper pronunciations in there.
Something that we all should read more, the dictionary.
If you don't know your own language, then you're practically ignorant.
That's what I've always admired about you, Matt. The fact that you don't let ignorance stand in the way of success. Matt?
Todd?
Yes?
We're out here in the Kaichin. Have you seen the moat?
So as a warm August day fades into a cool August evening, Matt and Todd sit discussing everything in general. Matt's mind seems to clear somewhat. In the next episode, when we'll hear him say,
I'd like some freed claims, I think.
In the next episode, Matt Neffer, Boy Spot Welder, based on the original series of Matt Neffer books.
This is the Bob and Ray Show, so stand by.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen, for USAFI, the greatest school on earth. Now, folks, I'd like to take just a minute of your time to ask you a question. Are you skating on thin ice? Your education not all it's cracked up to be? Well, don't get discouraged and don't let it get you down, because you, too, can get into the act with an amazing demonstration of skill, precision, and timing. USAFI can set you on the right course. Yes, friends, with a little practice and concentration, USAFI will help you cut the ice. USAFI has a course to please everybody. Self-teaching courses, correspondence courses, high school and college courses. And this opportunity isn't being offered for a limited time only. USAFI gives you all the time you need to finish your course. So if you want to cut a sharp figure, my friends, now's the time to start. Enroll for a course with USAFI, the greatest school on earth.
Well, that's about it for now. We'll be back, though, in a little while with some more really funny entertainment for you folks. Right.
Bob and Ray Show has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.